Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode. Greetings from the warm and sunny Greece. You see, I just took an extended weekend to spend some time with my family. And, you know, in Greece, roaming, no internet, so you spend a lot of time with your old thoughts. So there are a few things that I wanted to share, and I probably just create one or two different podcasts to spread it. But for today's topic is I wanted to talk about getting a mentor. How important is to actually have a mentor? You see, before New Year, I didn't have any at all. And all my effort was that a problem comes in, I'll learn it on my own, and I then go and execute it. Another problem comes in, or let's just say I wanted to start something new, I just opened several PDFs and blogs and podcasts and everything on the subject matter, and I become the expert so I can actually solve the problem. What changes is that after New Year, I had two levels of change. One was on a personal level and the second one was on a business. So on a personal level, I decided to lose a lot of weight. Well, actually 25 kg up to now, which is yay, really a lot. And one of the things I did was I actually hired a trainer to exercise as a mentor, as a coach, as a trainer. And you see, that personal trainer helped me a lot. I mean, whether I'm doing the exercise right, give me some insights. He decides on what kind of exercise I should do based on my body type, based on what I eat and everything. And that personal approach helped me a lot. Instead of me going through a lot of PDFs, tutorials, yeah, I actually did that as well. But I found very insightful having a trainer next to you while exercising, but also for motivational purposes as well. Second is that I also started doing some swimming and I took another coach to help me with the swimming. I mean, I know how to swim, but do I really know the techniques? You know, at what point you need to pick the one hand up, at what time you need to breathe and how not to get full with water. that too. But actually, the coach for swimming was more oriented toward the technique. How can I swim properly without getting exhausted so I can actually do a long swims? And the third personal trainer or coach that I took was an interior designer. We bought a new apartment, and the third mentor was more to save me a lot of time, but also to expose me to new ideas. You see, if I needed to go to all the furniture shops and actually try to compare pricing and colors and all the headaches, well, having an interior designer, she knows what's good. She knows what goes with what, which colors are complementary and which are not. And that really saves a lot of time. But also, she has some ideas that even if I spent 5 days or 5 years in learning how to design the best apartment, I still wouldn't be able to talk about that. So, three cases of having a mentor or a coach that really helped me, and this is all in these 6 months. And then I said, well, actually, this is also applicable in business as well. I mean, the day before I came to Greece here on holiday, I actually just hired a podcast coach. His whole job is to actually help me with these three or four series of podcasts, which I actually presented them in the previous episode, in order to show me how to get them live. I mean, I've told you, I spent 1.5 years just sitting on the idea. And now, having a mentor, it's actually saving me a lot of learning time, but it's also giving me some insights and tools that they're using, tools that they spent years in mastering them, so I just get access. And guess what? Today, in the evening, we are recording the first podcast with a B2B expert, which was a series of B2B and audio podcasts. And hopefully, in a week or two, my personal podcast will go live and all this talking will not be for nothing. It will just be officially a podcast of mine. I'm so excited to see it. So having a podcast mentor really should speed up the process. And also, when I'm talking about coaching and consulting, I actually joined the Akbar Sheikh's training on coaching and consulting. And Ogbar has an interesting 8-week academy with videos and everything, but it's not just the academy. I mean, he gives the templates for a contract, he gives the templates for the landing page, for the sales letter page, he gives the template for the videos that you do. And on top of that, what I really enjoy is that every day he has a live Q&A. Whether it's for copywriting purposes, whether it's for mindset, whether it's for technical, for funnel builders, every day I have an access to a live training. So the whole goal is that you do the academy, you reach an obstacle and you just plug into the daily Q&A and get the problem resolved so you can keep moving. And within 2 weeks, I actually made some really good success. I had the idea of coaching and consulting for a while, but you saw, since I made the manifesto, I had to get things moving fast. And the third case with the business mentor was that, okay, it's not really a mentor, it was more of an agency, but when I started doing the book publishing route, I realized a big changes. I mean, yeah, when you engage an agency for the book publishing, they brought the book on a completely new level. So the first editor, who I sent the manuscript, come back with 8,000 changes. Whether it's typo, whether it's English, whether it's spelling, whether it's restructuring, it was a lot of work. And then I adjusted it and I updated it and I sent it for another review and then I got another 10,000 edits. But you know what? Every time the book was better and better. And I had an idea for the title. When I got on a call with them, they completely changed the title. But now I'm so happy with the new one that I think it's really good. So actually, I hired experts in the field. Instead of me going the self-publishing route and then finding editors and marketing and everything, I actually just said, okay, I need someone with the expertise that could save me a lot of time, but also make the product much, much better. I don't think I would ever be able to do that on my own. So that's like three personal mentors coaches with three business mentors coaches. And you know what? All this is in the last 6 months. Since December, I did not have any mentor or coach. And I can see the difference because before that, I was doing the hard way with the PDFs and the ebooks and reading and listening. Well, with the coaching, it's just getting the insights that you need at the time you need. And I mean, laying here in Greece, it got me curious. Are people really using mentors and coach? So I'm curious, do you have a mentor? Do you have a coach? I mean, regardless whether it's personal or for business, but someone that is an expert in a particular field that has a set of skills that can help you. Are you using something like that? Well, do let me know. I'm really interested in this topic. And I really think that having a mentor or a coach could speed up the business and grow faster. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Keep enjoying on the beach. Have a great day, and I hope this podcast helped you. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day, and talk to you soon.